And a new year and a new tax for backpackers. But while politicians can now wipe their hands of the controversial backpacker tax debacle, the nation's farmers still have a job to do. Farmers and labour hire contractors have until the end of the month to register with the Australian Taxation Office. Otherwise, they'll have to withhold the full 32.5% foreign resident tax rate. Rachel McKenzie from lobby group GrowCom says even though the government has resolved the backpacker tax issue, it needs to do more to educate farmers about the changes, which took effect yesterday.
I am a little concerned that there has been a lack of clear information coming out by government to growers. And we're very keen to work with government to ensure that all growers understand what their obligations are under the new rules. But prior to Christmas, it was a complete mess with the ATO website being down and it was almost impossible to get a clear answer.
Have you had a lot of farmers contacting you towards the end of last year and over the past couple of days with some questions if they're confused about any of the processes?
Yes, we certainly have had a number of our members contact us. And that was prior to Christmas. I basically said to them, wait until the second week of January when the website might be up because the registration date has been extended out to January the 31st. So there was a lot of concern because originally it was the 1st of January and the registration form wasn't working. But now that it's been extended out to the 31st of January, I did advise them to wait, and it's my understanding from speaking with the grower that the registration form is now working.
That registration form is quite critical because farmers and contractors need to register with the ATO by the end of the month, and if they don't, they'll need to withhold the full 32.5% foreign resident tax rate. But do you think farmers are actually aware of that they have 1 month to register?
We will be working very hard to make sure that they are aware of it and publicising it. But I do think government needs to be a bit more proactive in this space and really push the information out through every possible channel to ensure that not just farmers, but labour hire companies and people who own cafes, anyone who employs a working holiday maker has to register.
And the full details of those tax rates have now been posted on the Australian Taxation Office website. Do you think the ATO has done enough to promote that, to get people to go onto that website and have a look at the changes?
The ATO doesn't seem to have been particularly proactive in letting people know that the information was there. But to be fair, they were obviously having significant IT issues before Christmas. We've now been in the holiday period, so I hope that from now on that they really make a proactive effort and ensure that growers are able to access information. And we actually called on the government to set up a specific hotline for employers of working holiday makers as there was so much confusion and the form wasn't working. But hopefully now things are relatively straightforward. As usual, though, those growers who don't have very good internet access might struggle, and we would hope that we can access some form of PDF version that we can send out to those growers and they can ensure that they are compliant and are not discriminated against on the basis of the fact that their internet is so poor.
So farmers shouldn't be sitting around, I suppose, waiting for an information packet from the government to come. Is it the job of lobby groups then to advise farmers of the changes and what they need to do next?
I think that we obviously need clear information from government, and then as a service to our members and the participants in our growing community, we will send that information on as we have access to their contact details. But I certainly don't think it is our sole responsibility to push that information out. I think that there needs to be good, clear information put out by government in a variety of formats that growers can access.
There has been some concern about this register that farmers need to apply with by the end of the month, but are there some positives to it in terms of, you know, if businesses are having to register themselves and declare themselves to the ATO, would that help to clean up some of the dodgy labour hire practices that we do see on some farms?
Well, it certainly means that we have an understanding of who is employing working holiday makers, and they are a vulnerable sector of our employee workforce. So obviously some form of register where we can keep track of who is employing them is a good thing. Unfortunately, a lot of the dodgy labour hire companies, well, they're not really working within the tax system, so it may not help in that regard, but it does give some form of check. And also I think now that the register, it's my understanding, is not publicly available, I think that's something that our growers can be comfortable about.
Rachel McKenzie from GrowCom. But it's not just the rural sector who's feeling a bit overwhelmed with the changes. A working hostel manager says the introduction of the new backpacker tax rate has done little to clear up confusion in the industry. Marie Loder from Delta Backpackers in Eyre in North Queensland says many questions remain unanswered and there's been little support throughout the transition.
There's been a lot of misinformation, so I've had backpackers telling me everything from that they're going to pay full tax, that they can't claim any tax back, that they can't get their superannuation back. I've had people tell me, oh, but we don't need to do harvest work anymore because I've been told that we don't, you're probably aware at the moment, they have to do 88 days of harvest work to get a second year visa. Oh no, that's going out. I can just come to Australia for 2 years now. So some of these things were extremely concerning for us as a business, but I'm sure as well for them extremely concerning because for a lot of them it's their major income while they're travelling in Australia. So I don't think it's affected our inquiries this year. I expect it probably will a little next year until people really know what's happening, and that's the problem, I think, is that there's not a lot of information. Like, I speak English as a first language, you know, I've been Googling, and I can't find certain information. I'm not able to understand how they're going to roll this out. So,
does that present a challenge for you when you're communicating with your guests about their rights and responsibilities?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because we have people saying, "But you know, can I get my tax back?" And I can't say for sure what that means because I haven't yet found online whether this just applies to payments made after the 1st of January 2017, whether it's going to be, you know, if they leave the country at the end of this year, that they just can't get any tax back irrespective of when they've earned it before January 1st, 2017 or after. I've had lots of different questions about superannuation, and the information for a while there was changing pretty much day by day. So we get so many inquiries, and I haven't been able to really satisfactorily answer quite a lot of them. I was doing a lot of Googling, and I just found it so incredibly difficult to find the information because it's been changing constantly. And I've even printed some of the parliamentary extracts to try and understand what's happening, and I couldn't. I'm hoping now that it's in, there might be a bit more clearer guidance available, because there hasn't been up to this point. We're in our low season, so in a way, we're not going to see the effects for probably about 3 or 4 months, because that's when our season hits again. So we're not expecting a lot of phone calls, because we never do it this time of the year. But it will be very interesting to see what happens come sort of March or April when our season does kick in again, and to see if that changes things. I think probably at the moment it's not going to. 15% taxes is only a small increase, but the super is a bit of concern. I've had a number of backpackers say, but why can't I get my superannuation back? And I don't have a satisfactory answer for that.
So how are you feeling heading into 2017, now that at the very least we know what the rate is and hopefully there'll be some further clarity on it as time progresses?
Well, a lot more comfortable. I think 15% is quite reasonable. I would be interested to see what they're going to do with the superannuation, given that essentially it is a pension fund, and if they're not staying in Australia, I don't really see why they shouldn't be able to claim it back. So much more comfortable, because honestly, you know, I was starting to really fear for this business because, you know, the owner has only taken over last year, and I have a lot of concerns about whether it would be a viable business for it.
But now you're feeling a bit more confident about that?
Yeah, but I'm definitely going to need to get online and sort of see what's happening, and because we are a labour hire business, so we actually do contract people out, so I have to get online now and find, well, what do I need to do? Do I need to change the way that I'm making super payments, or, you know, so we have to just make some changes that way.
That's Marie Loder from Delta Backpackers in Eyre speaking to Kelly Buchanan. And the Federal Department of Agriculture and the Department of Treasury have been contacted for comment.